We're gathered here today to honor our Blessed Mother, to honor her as Queen, and to renew our trust in Our Lady's powerful, all-powerful intercession as Queen of Heaven and Earth, our merciful Queen. All generations will call me blessed. And we're here right now fulfilling that prophecy. And this praise will continue until the end of time and into eternity. The gospel passage for today's Mass is taken from Luke chapter 1, a familiar episode of the Annunciation, the Incarnation. During that, the Archangel Gabriel assures Mary that she was to conceive a son by the power of the Holy Spirit, whose name would be Jesus, the Son of the Most High, and that he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary was to give birth to a king, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Divine King, the Messiah King, the King of all creation. And as the king's mother, Mary would be queen, a queen mother. She would fulfill that Old Testament role that the kings had, as with the mother of the king always being the queen. We may seek graces, but shall never find them without the intercession of Mary. Our Lady's heavenly intercession is so powerful that theologians refer to that intercession as omnipotentia supplex, all-powerful supplication. Mary is still and will forever be the mother of Christ, mother of the God-man. And he is and will always be her son, and he will always honor her. Whatever she asks him, he readily grants. We need to take refuge beneath Our Lady's mantle. All the children of Mary are able to gather there. Or even better, they can be gathered in the crossing of her arms. Just as she said to St. Juan Diego, "Are you not in the crossing of my arms?" And that goes for all of us. That's where she wants all of us to be, where we need to be, in the crossing of her arms. The Immaculate alone has from God the promise of victory over Satan. She seeks souls that will consecrate themselves entirely to her, that will become in her hands forceful instruments for the defeat of Satan and the spread of God's kingdom.